We are in Simin Kuflam at Aleph, the halachas of Nefilas Apayim, of Tachanun. We're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Says the Machaber, Sif Beis, Nefilas Apayim Miyusha Velo Mu'umid. You're supposed to sit for Nefilas Apayim and not stand. Beis Yosef says this Al Pi Kabbalah. The Achronim bring the Rivash, who says that one could stand. Says the Mishnah Brura, B'shas Hatchak, one can rely on the Rivash. Two such cases. One is if the Tzibur is saying Tachnun immediately after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, where you're supposed to wait a little bit before you say Tachnun. So the Mishnah Brura says that you should stand for Tachnun then, at least for the first Kedei Hilok Dalet Amis. Similarly, you finish Shmoneh Esrei, but the person behind you hasn't, so you're not allowed to sit down. You can stand then for saying Tachnun. Says the Ramah Hagoy Yesh Omrim De Ein Nefilas Apayim El B'Makom Sheyesh Aron V'Sefer Torah B'Socho. There are those that say that you're only allowed to do Nefilas Apayim where there is an Aron Kodesh and a Sefer Torah in it. The Aron Kodesh is really not what is Ma'akev; it is the Sefer Torah that is. Avah Beloze Omrim Tchina Belo Kisui Ponim. Otherwise, we do Tachanun without Nefilas Apayim. There is a shita that if there are other svarim there, you can also do nefilas apayim. V'chein noagim, and that is our minag, that we do not do nefilas apayim without an aron kodesh. V'chatzar beis hakneses, ha-pasuach le-beis hakneses, the halacha is that if you're davening in the chotzer of the shul that is open to the shul itself, o b'shoa sha-tzivir mispalim, or you're even at home, but it's at the time that the tzivir is davening and they are holding a tachnun, if it's at the time that the tzibur is saying tachnun, even the individual in his house, omer tchina b'nefilas apayim, he's allowed to say tachnun with nefilas apayim. Mishtabur brings up that if a person's at home, but it's the time that the tzibur is davening, it's got to be that there is no tinuf that is mafsik between his house and the shul. Otherwise, he could not do nefilas apayim on the basis of his connection to the shul. Now, where does this halacha come from? The Mishnah Berurah brings down that we learn out of the pasuk of Vayipol al panav lifnei aron Hashem. From there, we learn that nefilas apayim is in front of the aron. Sif Gimel, ain nefilas apayim balayla. There is no nefilas apayim by night. Later, the Mishnah Berurah says that is because Laila is a time of din, and we do not want to be magbir the dinim by saying tachnun. Uvalele ashmoris during sliches nogel lipal al pneim shu korav liyom. The minag is to say nefilas apayim even though it's before alos hashachar because it's close to alos hashachar. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the El Yoraba that from chatzos on. You're allowed to. Chatzos Laila, that is. And that is the minig bimei ha-slichas. There are some that are knowing to make sure that the slichas go into the days so that they can say tachanun then. Now, going back to the halacha of not saying tachanun at night or not doing nefilas apayim at night, first of all, ben ashmoshes, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you can do nefilas apayim, which means according to the Mishnah Berurah, really, shki is not the cutoff point. It would only be tzeisa kachavim. Furthermore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to say tachnun, you just can't put your head down. And the third thing is, the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is very nogeh on a fast day, where there's tachnun at mincha, if you realize that it's almost night, you are better off skipping Avinu Malkeinu for the sake of being able to do Nefilas Apayim while it's still day. So in such a case, they would actually do Nefilas Apayim skipping Avinu Malkeinu.